Batman Universe.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Batman Universe podcast, or welcome for the first time if it is your first time. I am one of your co-hosts, Jamie Magoo, and with me as always, and I am going to introduce him and say his name this time, and that's because we just kind of mix it up sometimes, but this time it's all, I'm laying it out here for you, Senior, or
Monsieur
Andy DeGenova, my bat co-host,
Chum. Bonjour.
And thank you. That was.
We're
very worldly here.
I'm preparing for my trip to France.
Yeah,
And so for all of our French listeners out there, bonjour.
Yeah, it's good, man. That's good. Like I'm probably not a good judge of how to say. I'm not even gonna say it, but how to say that?
It's okay.
But this is.
And I have tons of other greetings that I absolutely can't think of right now because of the pressure.
I really want you to get to the point where you basically cannot say certain words like baguette or, you know, like without saying
without
them
an
with that, you know,
accent.
Yeah, with, you know, when
without
people
sounding pretentious.
They drop into that. Yeah, I have a friend who's French, and when she says the Tour de France, she's like Tour de France, like she can't. That's how she's always said it, but I love it because it's an opportunity to make fun of her about
Perfect.
It, you know, like,
you
have heritage. Hilarious.
You stupid person with heritage.
What's wrong with you? So, anyways, we are here to bring you all bat news, and we use that term very loosely.
All the greatest bat news of the week, which this week, not so much.
Again, it's a little after the... floodgates were open.
You know what?
Slowed down a little
Can't
bit.
Rain all the time.
No, that's right. Hey, that's The Crow.
The Crow,
yes.
A little Crow reference.
Nice.
For you.
I like it. Can't rain all the time. That wasn't that just an anniversary or something? It's like 20 years old
well,
now.
Well, it was 93.
Okay, so
was
no.
the movie. So, or was okay. it 94?
I don't know. Either way, it's 2015, so nope, not an anniversary. And this is a Batman podcast,
so
it's neither here nor there.
So more about The Crow.
So let's get into Jason Lee's death. What happened?
It was 94. So it's 21 years.
All right,
so maybe you're remembering last year.
So have a drink for The Crow,
for
because
the crow.
It's old enough to... as well.
But as for the news.
Can't
rain all the time.
It can't rain all the time. And so we get still some good stuff. So starting off with some BVS news this
just
week.
Just a tiny little BVS nugget.
Yeah, it's really not news. It's just a little bit more of some visual splendor, if you will. So we got another image of Gal Gadot's concept art or promo art or whatever you want to call this. I think this was actually dropped by El Mayimbe.
It was. Well, here's what the guy's done.
Yeah.
Cause say what you will, he knows how to play the game.
Oh, he's playing it.
He's been sitting on like five pieces of promo art, and he drops a different one every day, so he gets five times as many hits instead of dropping them all at once.
Yeah. Well, and he knows the right people clearly because if he is. He is dropping this art, and it's exclusive to him, and it seems sanctioned in some sense because it's not getting pulled. It's not getting, you know, it's somewhat official in some sense.
Yeah, it's obviously official.
Yeah.
I think I
he's
love
watermarking
it.
The
I love
crap
it.
Out
he
of
is.
It.
He is. He wants his credit.
That kind of bugs me, but at the same time, I get it.
At least he admits it. You know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
At least he's honest about it. But yeah, this is the image of Wonder Woman sans cape. Because the original couple pieces of promo art had her with the cape.
This is kind of like the Captain America style shield on her back, you know, which is cool.
Shield on her back, crouching, wristbands crossed in front of her face as if she's about to deflect some bullets, sword on her back, looking totally badass.
It's freaking wicked.
I love it.
The art's so good.
It's great, and she just... I mean, yes, it's not a photo, I know, but still, like, it just looks so
It looks
good.
Like her. It's supposed to be her. And I love the kind of, it's not like a dark image. Like, it looks like the background is supposed to be white, like the reflections on her skin and everything. It's a very colorful, light airy looking image. It looks very like goddess, you know, which is
cool. Totally.
And it's cool to see that because obviously, you know, with the Batman stuff and even the Superman stuff, it's like black background. It's a little darker looking, you know, and which it, people who don't like that have definitely complained plenty. So to see this, and especially in that classic, you know, with the cross gauntlet pose, is just super cool. And I can't wait to see her in freaking action, man.
I know. It's going to be I'm hoping trailer two gives us a little taste of Wonder Woman. Just a little one. Don't give it away.
Yeah.
I just want the shot of her like leaping through the air and like landing.
Yeah.
Ready for action.
Totally.
And then cut away. That's all I need. Just a little tiny taste.
100% agreed. Because I don't want the shot. If they give you the you know, for lack of a better phrase, the money shot. It's like the best scene of her in action in the movie. If we get that, especially, we're gonna get it eventually. Yeah. But if we get it too early, yeah, exactly. You know, I want to see
don't,
that.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah,
save some for Christmas morning.
That's right,
as you say.
Don't. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But just a little taste because I love everything that I've seen, and I like you. I'm just so excited to get a big screen Wonder Woman and see her in action.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is great that we are going to get Wonder Woman on the big screen, but on the small screen, we're going to get another superheroine as early as the fall.
Yes, indeed.
How's that for some segue
that
action?
That was some sweet... I almost called out segue, but it was so smooth. Like, I'm just going to let him do it. Let it ride.
So instead, I toot my own horn and look like a douchebag.
No, it was going to happen either way. It's Friday night. Who cares?
Supergirl has been ordered to series, and they dropped a 6-minute promo trailer.
It is a big honk.
It is a long... I mean, trailer. It's the pilot.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
It really is.
You saw the whole pilot.
Yeah, like, we were watching it, and Leilani goes... I feel like we're just watching it. And I'm like, we kind of are just watching it. Like, there's not going to be a whole lot more than what we're seeing here, I think.
It's kind of like last year, before The Flash, they dropped a 5-minute trailer for that show.
Yeah.
And then when you saw the pilot, you're like, it's essentially that 5-minute trailer. And I think it's going to be the same thing here
just
with Supergirl.
Just a little less talking, a little less exposition. Yeah,
exactly. Like, the full one will obviously have more connective tissue, but you're going to see all the highlights.
Yeah.
And then a day later, there was a 2-minute trailer. That was a little... I don't know if you... Did you see that one?
I didn't catch that one.
Okay, so yeah.
Was it a recut of that one?
Yes, but there was a little bit of extra footage.
Oh, okay.
I think you'd have liked the 2-minute one better than the 6-minute one.
Because you know me too well, Andy.
The 2-minute one was much more played up the superheroics.
Yeah.
Whereas the 6-minute one, it was like the first half was just kind of playing up, you know... girl in the big city trying to find her way, dealing with a nightmare boss, and I know that some people don't like it.
It's not that I don't like it, it's just...
I didn't say it was you.
Well, alright. dang it, I revealed myself. I like it, it's just not... It's kind of one of those things like when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, this is totally what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feel like it's catered to me.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
Catered towards... you know, it feels more catered towards young women.
Yeah.
Or
absolutely.
Women in general, yeah. I guess, which is perfect.
Right.
Honestly, like, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
So, honestly, if it was more of, like, a gritty Arrow kind of show, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
That's kind of a misstep. And a missed opportunity, honestly.
And I think that's the big point. As my friend Jamie Drewley, who's often on Holy Batcast, he points out, he goes, my wife always tells me, not everything is made for you.
Totally.
And I think that absolutely applies here.
100%.
I loved the 6-minute trailer. I loved the 2-minute trailer.
Cute.
Yes, I get it. Like, I get it. When it starts and it's kind of goofy and she's awkward and getting her boss's coffee, I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah.
I see what this is going to be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for a character like Supergirl,
mm-hmm.
it's what it should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. Yeah. She's not the Arrow. She's not Flash. She's not Wonder Woman.
Right.
She's Supergirl. She's a young woman trying to figure out who the hell she is.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm good with it. Plus,
well, you just don't have the black heart that I do, Andy.
This is
true. That's the problem.
This is true.
You just, you know, the rage filled persona that I have just doesn't accept such fun and levity in
right.
the show.
But then it does make that. Transition into superheroics.
No, it absolutely does. A very well done
and it's
transition,
really
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love the James Olsen stuff.
Yep.
I love the fact that they're not shying away from Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they straight up. Yeah, straight up. She, like, is Superman's cousin.
Yep.
He is out there. He and I sends kind of like
her his cape, essentially. Yeah. Or what becomes her cape.
And I think that was a great line where he was where she even says, she goes, you know, and if you haven't seen the trailer, watch it. But she says, "Oh, my cousin wanted this for me. Why didn't he just tell me?" And Jimmy Olsen / James Olsen says, "Yeah, but you had to come do it on your own like he did." And I don't know. I thought that was really nice. Like, it's like you've got to blaze your own trail.
Totally.
I thought it was cool. I mean, it's absolutely a finding yourself story.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it makes sense for this particular character. And the good news is I totally get why guys like us or you.
Yeah.
Would roll their eyes.
I'll take it.
I totally get it. Like, I absolutely don't blame you because I get it.
Yeah.
Because of the rom-com tropes that you see in there.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
At the same time,
not for me.
Girls who are seeing this trailer are like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And that's the audience who is criminally underserved.
Yeah.
In geek culture.
Yeah.
So good.
No, let me be clear. Just because I don't love it doesn't mean I don't.
Tell me you sexist bastard.
Listen, I hate women, all right? Overall, I'm out of here.
I want them no part in my superhero clubhouse. No girls allowed.
No girls allowed in the pirate cave.
You should work for Marvel.
Oh, that is a low blow. But hey, we're the Batman Universe podcast, so I guess
if there's one place to do
fair
it.
Fair game. No, I want this honestly to be this way, and the way I look at it is it's a little bit, if anything, it's a show that I'm totally down to watch, even the parts that are kind of not, you know, my favorite. It's just a little bit more cannon fodder for me to kind of bring some more dark, you know, my 80s action movies in with Schwarzenegger shooting stuff up and be like, well, look, I watched Supergirl and all that fluffy stuff. You got to come over to my end again, you know, and it's give and take, baby.
Yeah.
And one of the other things I wanted to point out that I did notice, I felt like we got in the Flash, it's the CC Jitters, the coffee shop, where basically they all go to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Like the rooftop with the helipad is their CC Jitters. Like that's where they go to talk about stuff involving Supergirl, you know, like the so I was like, oh, this is totally the spot. We know this is the
it's
hang
one of their
place.
Sets.
Yeah.
I got to tell you though, when she jumps off the roof.
Yeah.
And then
and lands.
Flips back and lands. That's badass.
I gotta hand it to these guys because honestly, not all of these shows are to this caliber visually, and they're pouring their money into it, and it's coming out awesome. You know, like most of these shows these days do well visually, as far as visual effects, I should say.
Yeah.
But there's still a couple like Powers. I know
you
haven't seen, but honestly, it's like for what it is supposed to be, especially like the cash cow that basically they rolled out for this budget for this show, it does not look like it. And these shows look well beyond the caliber that I would expect. Like when she flips onto the rooftop, I'm like, it looks like she really did that. It's awesome.
Yeah,
so,
really good.
So yeah. So again,
we've come a long way.
Yes, we have.
Since the days of Lois and Clark.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that there is a show like this coming out again, and it's just like, if this was the only show, I'd be like, you know, I'd ho-hum, you know, but this is like in a line of shows that have already been out.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm also saying, about time. It's about time to get one like this, too.
It's about damn time.
Yes, sir.
And our good friend Brian Crosby,
indeed,
who couldn't join us today.
Yeah, geez.
I don't know. Have you heard?
Gosh, you know, I heard he found a rare strain of cactus that is apparently cures any dry throat when fluting. It's
excellent.
Down in Arizona, so he's working to get that strain up here, more in California. You know, it's very specific to a certain area in Arizona, so obviously it's like he's got to go kind of do the the hunting for said cactus.
You know, the man is committed to his craft.
Exactly.
And I respect it. I respect the hell out of
it. If anything can be said about Brian Crosby, it's that. Him and his fluting,
you know,
around. And
he doesn't fool around when he's fluting around.
Amen, brother. Put it on a t-shirt. You know what I mean?
But my original point was he has a 14-year-old daughter.
He does.
And he texted us and he was like, she watched this trailer and flipped out and couldn't wait. And
totally.
And I'm like, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what this is all about. So, and in that vein of conversation, should we talk a little about the DC Legends show trailer?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Because we got Supergirl one day.
Yeah.
A day later, we get DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Which is the spinoff of Arrow / The Flash,
mm-hmm.
Where they've created so many characters for those shows that they couldn't just spin one off.
Yeah.
They had to spin a bunch off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the whole schedule would be nothing but DC shows. Not
yeah.
that I would be opposed to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Legends of Tomorrow. It is starring Brandon Routh as Ray Palmer the Atom, Wentworth Miller as Leonard Snart, Captain Cold, Dominic Purcell as Mick Rory, Heatwave, Victor Garber as Martin Stein and half of Firestorm, Ciara Renee as Kendra Saunders / Hawk Girl, you left off. What's
what's her name that is playing White Canary?
Who I would know, Sarah Lance, but what is the actress's name? I only can't remember because
I
have to.
Sorry. My bad.
Someone write us a nasty email. It'll
yeah,
come to me.
It'll come. Yeah.
But
she, I would never forget her. She is a wonder. You're gonna look it up.
Oh, it was there. It was there, and then I lost it.
Is it? I didn't want to say Katie Lutz.
Oh,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it's something like that. Anyways, so these shows are obviously doing very well. They led in with, an introduction from The Flash and Green Arrow and them talking about, you know, kind of building this team and...
Katie Lotz.
You were very
sorry.
Close. So, no, that's...
Save your emails.
You're getting your credit.
I do like her.
Yeah, she's nice to look at.
She won me over in Arrow.
Yeah.
When she first showed up, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
After a season, I was like, I'm good with this.
It didn't take me nearly that long.
No.
one side of her in that costume, I was like, yep, I'll take more of that.
Utah, get me two.
Yeah, get me two. So yes, indeed. That show is looking really cool. The build up of these other characters, you know, some really big names involved in this. Obviously, it's cool to see Brandon Routh doing something more. I mean, obviously,
he's
been pretty big.
He's just killed it with his performance as Ray Palmer on Arrow all season.
Yeah.
He's so great in that role.
He's just perfect. I mean, honestly, it's like, this is a great transition because he already, you know, even though as Superman, like, I think his just demeanor is fitting of Superman because he feels like all-American Boy Scout kind of guy.
Yeah,
like this is kind of a similar. He just Mr. Good Guy.
Yeah,
you know?
But it allows him to be a little goofier.
Yeah,
a little more exuberant. You
yeah,
know, whereas Superman kind of holds it back.
Mm-hmm.
It allows him to let that charisma out, and he's
uh-huh.
so good at it. And I have been having a blast watching Wentworth Miller as Captain Cold on The Flash. He is a hoot.
Yeah,
and he's having a blast. You can just tell. He is relishing every moment as Captain Cold.
Yeah.
And Leonard Snart, should be called Leonard Snark because he is a snarky bastard in the best way. He cracks me up. The last episode of The Flash, did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, he kills it. He kills it.
I'm too behind.
But there's just a moment, and it's not too spoilery, but where somebody says to him, so what do you want, a thank you? And he just looks at him and goes, well, everybody likes a thank you. It was great. He's
That's
so
cool,
good.
Man. Yeah.
But this whole cast is great, and the trailer is awesome.
Yeah.
So if Supergirl's not really your thing, this DC's Legends of Tomorrow it looks epic.
Yeah. It's
for CW?
It's pretty huge, yeah. Like, even some of the lines that I was like, oh, this feels a little bit more cheesy, where he's like, you're not heroes. You're legends.
Yeah.
I was like...
Well, you knew that.
I'm in, actually.
I knew it was coming.
I know that felt like it was supposed to be way cheesier than I felt like it was. Like, I bought it.
It worked for me.
Looking forward to those. I know those stray off of the Batman path here.
They
but
do,
guys,
but
we,
it's the DC universe.
We got to do it because it's big
news. And
there's
not a lot of Batman news.
Exactly. There's not a ton.
And I just want to say one more thing, and yes, then we'll move on. Is that we now have a TV universe of the DC universe, a DC TV universe, mm-hmm. that includes mm-hmm. Green Arrow, mm-hmm. The Flash, Black Canary, The Atom, Firestorm, Katana, White Canary, Hot Girl. Is that everybody?
Freaking Hot Girl.
Supergirl.
Supergirl, yeah.
I mean, and all thanks to the CW.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming?
Not I.
Who saw that coming?
And I got to tell you, if you would have told me this, you know, even 5 years ago, I'd have been like, the CW, no,
yeah, yeah.
no. But they have won me over. They have proved themselves.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's all really cool. So it's working. So keep going, guys. All right, so moving on, let's get into a little Suicide Squad news. So there's a little bit more going on this week. Not a ton, mostly just spy picks for Suicide Squad. So there was a lot of activity on the internet this week after seeing some shots of old Harley Quinn sitting on top of a car with the rain pouring down and Deadshot going and picking her up off the car.
Lucky duck.
So, you know, they're still
he
doing...
He gets to spend all day with Harley Quinn and go home to fish movie.
that ain't
living
bad.
The dream.
Ain't half bad. You must be a tough dude to deal with these bad bitches. These guys are filming at, like, you know, really odd hours, obviously. But, you know, these guys up in Toronto are on it and capturing a bunch of shots. It's all looking cool, you know. So if you're into the spy pick stuff, you know, generally I tend to not be, but at the same time, because we've only seen that, you know, that promo shot of them, mm-hmm. You know, this is all really kind of, you know, pretty awesome.
It is
to take in and check all this stuff out, and visually it ain't so bad if you're a man either.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
It does. They're out there.
They're out there making it happen.
They are.
Lots of Harley, lots of Will Smith. And just last night, we got the full-on look at Killer Croc.
Yes, we did.
So up until now, he's kind of been in the hoodie because mm-hmm. you kind of assume that they're out in the open, so he's kind of in disguise. You know, kind of like when Raphael wore the hat and the trench coat.
Indeed.
It's the Killer
Croc
version.
Kind of look like a big turtle in a trench coat. You're going to LaGuardia, right?
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
But last night, there was the first photo of a full-on Killer Croc, from the front anyway. I think he looks great. I think he looks like Killer Croc. My only question is, does he have a tail?
Oh, that's an interesting. Yeah, it kind of depends on. I don't think so.
It doesn't look like it.
It's. I think they're going more again. This is sort of the skin condition Killer Croc, not the I'm a lizard man Killer Croc. I even had to point out, just because it is kind of irregular for a character like this. And I wrote this to the guys. I was like, hey, he's kind of flabby, you know? And even though it's just a spy pic of him with his shirt off, I'm like, we've seen all the Killer Crocs, especially the last, you know, in the video games and even represented in the comics. You don't see, like, a kind of regular guy-looking Killer Croc most of the time these days. It's usually a gargantuan,
like monstrous,
20 feet tall, you know, just packed on, bigger than Bane Killer Croc, you know? So I actually like the fact that he's kind of more regular looking. He's not mm-hmm. this yoked out dude for this movie, because it kind of, again, sets it in its own way, and he feels like a real dude. You know, feels like a real guy. He doesn't feel like just some crazy bodybuilder Mongo dude. You know, I feel like it brings possibly more to that character, that he's not just going to be some muscle. You know,
right.
So. So cool
I think
to see.
I think he looks great.
Yeah.
I think I'm really happy with the look. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's another little piece here about Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. So there was a video floating around, I think on TMZ, of him at a gun range. And he's basically running around kind of showing his shooting skills. So he kind of starts off hitting some targets with a pistol, switches to an assault rifle. And, you know, he's kind of just going around and he's hitting close and far targets. It's like he's very clearly very comfortable behind the cannon of any weapon. And also, what is his name? Scott Eastwood was in attendance as well.
Mr. Eastwood.
So he's out there probably doing the same kind of stuff. And I got to say, it's like, I had to write this. He's Steve Trevor. I just can I just go hashtag confirmed? He's Steve Trevor. Steve Trevor. Like,
you can say it, huge. But it's not confirmed.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of our thing, though. Andy is hashtag
confirm that he's Steve Trevor.
I'm hashtag confirming he's Steve Trevor.
All right, man.
You don't like it. Andy doesn't like it.
I'm not convinced.
This is a Magoo solo hashtag confirmed. So I don't know what that means, but
I'm not convinced. But you know what?
He's such a big.
That's your prerogative.
I feel like he's such a big name. He basically is – he seems to be the person that Steve Trevor is often in the comics. You know, a guy with a military background, you know, like a – he's some kind of a commander or some kind of a, you know, leader in this movie of some sort. I feel like that would be a cool setup for him in Suicide Squad to be in this separate kind of seeing who he is as a person without having to put all the weight of him being necessarily a part of BVS. So I really think it is that is who he is, and that they're just kind of burying the lead and saying that he's not. So
all right, we shall see.
Who do you think he could do? You think he's just going to be a no name?
I don't know. I'm not. I think he would have been a great Steve Trevor. When that came out, I was like, oh great, that works for me.
Yeah.
But if he was, I just don't know if they would go to the trouble of debunking it. You know?
Well,
saying,
I guess
no, he's not Steve Trevor.
I guess the only thing I'm thinking is whether or not they want to spoil the idea of some kind of relationship with Wonder Woman right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they could make a decision either way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, they have decided who he is in this film.
Right.
But whether or not that could pertain to something later on, we'll wait and see. But I really think he is. And I hope he is. I think he would be a great
thing. He'd be great, too. I'm just not convinced he is yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well,
but you confirmed it?
I hashtag confirmed it as...
I'll hashtag not sure.
Okay. What was the... Oh, yeah. Hashtag not sure. Did we get a...
No, we don't have a sound for that.
No,
yet.
Okay. We're going to start having to...
We have a different hashtag sound.
We need an alley. We need our alley sound.
All right.
Scott Eastwood, you are effing alley.
Hashtag not sure. Oh, effing alley.
Yeah,
man.
Effing alley. All right, so moving on to a little bit of Gotham news. Marina Baccarin has been promoted from a reoccurring guest, which is kind of hilarious considering how much she was in Gotham, to a season regular for series, second season of Gotham. So I guess there's a couple other characters waiting for a series regular pickup, including Nicholas D'Agosto's Harvey Dent, which we only saw him once, and Lucius Fox, played by Chris Chalk.
Harvey was in, like, at least two.
Was he?
At least.
I thought he was in... Oh, maybe he kind of just was,
in
a short part of one.
Yeah.
And then this... And
he was
then
in
the
more
one,
than one.
And then the
wasn't...
one where he was working with Gordon was the one that he kind of dominated,
yeah,
or was in more of.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool. So
yeah,
it'd be cool
fun
to see more of him. But, again, I think it's also fine to have these characters kind of jump in and
yeah,
out.
Yeah, in and out is fine.
I don't think they need every character that we're like, oh, that's that person, needs to stay in the show consistently.
Right.
Poison Ivy. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she...
dropped
been
off.
Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
That
it's
was
like,
the worst.
Need to work out that a little bit.
But this, you know, this reminds us, last week we were talking about, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, they all run together when
indeed
you get to be
do
our age.
Indeed.
A couple weeks ago we were talking about the Gotham finale, and we talked about the Barbara Keane nonsense and everything, and how we talked about how, like, the viewers all turned against Barbara, but they like Leslie Tompkins.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it seems like this is almost acknowledging that of like, okay, crap, you guys don't like Barbara.
Yeah.
So let's make Leslie a regular.
Yeah. Well, I keep thinking, I'm like, are they going to pull something that this is a different Barbara? Like, is that what this is going to turn out to be? Is like, oh, this is not the Barbara. Is it Barbara Keene? Is that her maiden name in the...
I don't know.
I see. I don't even know. So... That's what I was thinking as I was like, well, maybe they're going to try and say, oh, gotcha, this wasn't Barbara Gordon after all. It's a different Barbara,
yeah,
so sorry.
He just likes chicks named Barbara.
Which, yeah, exactly, which we're all going to be like, really?
I'm sure that's what you planned.
We know what you did. Okay.
I feel bad for that actress.
Yeah,
because everybody hates her.
She is incredibly attractive.
Yes,
and I
her
think
character,
she,
but hates yeah. her character.
Oh, her character. Yes, I think she does a good job playing her character. Like, even though she's written like a maniac,
yeah.
It's like, considering, if you think about kind of her range where she's had to go, like acting normal, acting, you know, out there and strung out and distant and then insane and psychopathic, like she's got a lot of
maybe
range on this character.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's like, I'm not bored.
Maybe
that's
she's
for
having
sure.
a great time.
Yeah. I'm stabbing through doors. I mean, I'm loving it.
I get to be Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
I could be cleaning toilets in a commercial. Like, this is cool, you know? I'm good. So I'm stoked to hear that Marina Baccarin is going to be in season 2. She's awesome. So I think was a welcome addition to the show. So we'll see how that all pans out. Yes, sir.
So moving forward to video games, Arkham Knight is set to get a serious edition.
Serious.
So if you thought WB Games and Rocksteady were done with the announcements of different versions of Arkham Knight, you were wrong,
indeed,
my friend.
You were. Sorry.
Previously, the normal game was announced and 2 special editions at different price points. Both the limited edition and the Batmobile edition were announced back in September. So now is the Arkham Knight serious edition. Pre-order now, coming on June 23rd, 2015. So you get the Batman Arkham Knight video game, a Batman first appearance skin.
With them purple gloves that we love.
Nice. And an exclusive limited edition 25th anniversary hardcover graphic novel, Batman Arkham Asylum, a serious house on serious Earth.
I didn't remember that was called a serious house.
Me either.
I guess because it's just really tiny.
Yeah, it's really
small. In the text,
small.
Yeah, but of course that's a classic, you know, especially with all the insane art of Dave McKean. That's a great one to pick up. It's really kind of a strange bundle. Like, it really is just a
It is
game.
Random.
It's one skin, a comic book, you know, that's...
And the game.
And the
yeah.
game. But hey, you know, they're probably creating a lot more bundles because this game is super in demand and everybody's getting really pumped for it, so... And classic, you know, Warner Brothers stead, they're releasing all kinds of crap, just like Lego did for their Batman games. It's like they're just nonstop with this stuff. So
I can't wait for like the random deputy submissions.
I know, right?
Just run around as all these actually interesting characters are doing stuff.
The sewer grate missions where you just stationary as a sewer grate in case Batman
The Ace the Bat-Hound missions.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them. They love the bonus content stuff. So moving on to a little bit of merchandise. So Square Enix has been rolling out these figures that are revolving around all the Arkham Knight figures in the video games. So Toy Arc revealed that the next figures that they're releasing are Robin and the Arkham Knight himself, the villain of the game. So again, these are kind of a hefty price tag, but you get a lot of... It's kind of like a cool blend between like a Hot Toys, you know, really fine collectible, and something that's a little bit more in the realm of an action figure. So you get, they look great. Again, these really great superhero proportions with different heads. Robin's got a hood. He's got his two, like, batons, like kind of, it looks like these Robin shields
mm-hmm.
that he's got. And the Arkham Knight, I think he had his various guns. I forgot to put it here. But those are about $100, $99.99 from Play Arts Kai. So,
wow. The Robin figure is beautiful.
It's really cool.
I mean, especially as a Robin super fan, I'm like, God, that thing is awesome. But for $100... I'll just admire it from afar.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
How tall are these? Do we know?
I think when I've seen them, they look like they're close to, I think, 8 to 10 inches. They're pretty big.
Okay.
They're not like a 6-inch figure
right.
or anything. It's they're
but
they're,
not like a full 18-inch.
No,
anything like that.
They're not
okay.
quite that size. Which would be really cool if they were that big. But they're a fairly decent size.
Cool. No, they're beautifully done.
And especially with Robin, you know, figures, you know, it's like, okay, Batman figures, it's easy to be really choosy, but with, like, Robin figurines, you know, when they get a really good one, it's like, man, it's tough to turn down because there's a lot of really bad ones out there and really cheesy ones that you're like, not so good. So this one, he looks straight really BA, badass. Man.
Yeah. Sideshow Collectibles, Joker Arkham Asylum Premium Format Figure Revealed. So Sideshow Collectibles has revealed their newest premium format figure, and it is the Joker from Batman Arkham Asylum. The figure is expected to ship May to July of this year and has a retail price, whew, deep breath for this one.
Yes, sir.
$449.99.
Yeah.
It is available for pre-order now at Sideshow Collectibles' website. And looking at this figure, also beautiful.
Yeah, he's a really big one too. The premium format, they're, you know,
they really
lock these guys in. It looks bitchin', but yeah, whew, you gotta have a whole at least a corner in a room set out for this thing. You know, like you don't just buy this.
I would put it on a pedestal in the middle of my living room with a god light coming down on it. That's like all the sword and the stone.
Yeah, pretty much like how they display these
my girlfriend
figures.
Like, I can't see the TV, and I'm like, I don't care.
That's too bad. That's just,
do you know how much this figure costs?
This is the new baby of the family, and you better get used to it. I'm so sorry.
It's time for the Joker's feeding.
So I'd appreciate if you leave the room. What are you going to do? Oh, boy. And finally, under a little merchandise, these really cool Batman and Robin DC Superpowers artifact statues have been announced. So Kotobukiya, which does tons of DC figures, have announced these Batman and Robin statues based off the DC Superpowers line. The statues are part of their artifacts line and will be in 1/10 scale and are available for pre-order for $29.99 and should ship this November. And they're really cool, man.
These are
like,
great.
These are awesome.
For these, it's like $30. I'm like, I may just have to check that out tonight.
Total
win.
Because
that's totally, like, they're so cool. They're well sculpted. They're retro, you know, for those of us who grew up in that time frame and know this style, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And reasonably priced.
Yeah, they're just really nice sculpts. They're kind of in the classic action figure sense. They don't articulate in 50 billion places. Basically, it's like the legs move up and down and the arms move up and down. And that's about it.
And the
it.
Head probably turns.
Yeah, and that's about it. But that's cool because, you know, especially if these are just... If you're gonna play with them, great, you know. But if these are just sitting on your shelf,
I'm gonna
just,
play with.
They're
them.
Just brilliant. You know, I didn't want to say anything, but you know, I also would play with these. So now I know we're on the same page. We're good. We're gonna play with these dang things.
You're among safe company.
Yes, indeed. I had a feeling. So yeah, definitely check out all of these figures that we mentioned are on the batmanuniverse.net. So to get a closer look at those before you purchase, go check them out there. They are wicked.
Yes, and one other piece of merchandise that I wanted to throw out there is that Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts was released this week.
Oh yes,
so
absolutely.
That came out this week on Blu-ray and DVD. I did pick it up.
Have you watched it yet?
I haven't watched it
yet. Okay.
So I got to watch it this weekend, so I'll share some thoughts about on
very
that
interested
soon enough.
To see what you
me
think.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It could go either
I
way.
I had to buy it.
I think it's awesome that you did.
I did.
I don't know if I could have gone out there after, even that little, I think we had talked about it a while back, it's like. It
comes with a little bat.
It looks like a little bottle opener or something. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I'm like. It's cool. It's unique.
Call me a completist Batman fan, if you will.
You are, dude.
But you know
you're
what?
Good. You're good.
If I've got Batman and Robin on my shelf, I can have Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts on
yeah,
my
exactly.
shelf, too. I don't mind.
If that was the single buy that you went for, I'd be concerned. I'd be like, Andy, all right, we need to talk about some money management, you know, and putting it towards the right things here, buddy.
I don't know. It wasn't that expensive. So, yeah, this week I picked up that one and Batman versus Robin. So I watched Batman versus Robin last night because I am doing a Holy Batcast review of that this weekend.
Fantastic.
So for those of you who've watched Batman versus Robin and want to hear more in-depth discussion about it, there'll be a Holy Batcast coming in the next week.
Awesome.
And
I'll be listening. I
enjoyed it. I really liked that one, and I haven't gotten to Animal Instincts. I'll do that this weekend.
Cool. Yeah, I'll be listening in because I want to hear what
did
your
you
take
watch it
is.
Yet? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen all of it. I've just seen most of the action clips and stuff that they've put out, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good. Yeah. Like, not to get too deep into it, but I really liked it. I thought it was strong. It definitely was a lot more emotionally based than I expected in a good way.
Oh, good.
Like, it was really all about, like, Bruce is like, not only do I have to be like a mentor and a trainer, but I have to be a father.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is, you know? Yeah. And I was actually impressed with it.
I kind of got a hint at that when they actually do, because we've seen this, they've shown online the scenes of where basically Robin lashes out and does attack Bruce. And it really does feel like this, you know, him not being accepted, you know, by his father. And his father's like trying to, you know, protect him, but at the same time, like wants him to fall in line. And so I totally got that complexity in that, even in that moment. So that's really cool to hear. I'm glad that they went that way, because otherwise, like, Batman versus Robin, like, it's got to be a good reason, again, you know? Yeah. Like, there needs to be something more than
there's always the easy way, which is have someone possessed.
Yeah,
know? That's the easy
that
way
gets
to do
old,
it.
Man.
But that's cheap.
No, it's totally cheap. So this is much better. So that I can't wait to hear it, man.
So moving on to listener feedback, we only have one little tiny nugget. I got a tweet from one of our listeners, and let me find it.
Excuse me.
So this tweet came from listener Philip Barker, because, again, either last week or the week before, we talked about Tom Hardy.
Oh, yes.
Who is so effing alley.
He is so effing alley.
He's so effing alley. You're effing alley, man.
You're effing alley.
You're effing alley.
Stop it.
So I did see Mad Max.
Yes.
Fury Road.
And your review?
And my first review was, man, this movie's effing alley.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it. That's all I need to hear.
Anyway, so Phil, we talked about Tom Hardy and the fact that, you know, he was very bummed that he had to drop out of Suicide Squad. And he's already in talks with DC/Warner Brothers for something else. We don't know what it is. And we said, oh, what should he be? What should he be? So Philip Barker chimed in with what he thought Tom Hardy could be in the new DC cinematic universe. He said, Tom Hardy, possible roles, Steve Trevor.
Interesting. Okay.
Which I think would be great.
I would be down with that too.
If there's a dude that Wonder Woman would fall for, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's there.
I mean, come on.
He's there for sure.
Vandal Savage. Interesting.
Yeah.
Orm. I think he could be great as Orm.
I don't even know who that is.
Orm is Ocean Master.
Oh. Ocean Master.
Aquaman's brother.
Oh, okay.
/ villain.
Oh, okay.
Orm. Ares.
Interesting.
And
wow, Ares.
Hawkman.
Hawkman.
He'd kill
Hawkman. I would love to see a Hawkman.
That's actually, I really like that.
That would be cool. Because, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of times he's kind of like Aquaman, where a lot of times people can't get past kind of the costume. It feels
I
a little.
I love that costume.
I think it's cool, man. That huge eagle helmet, like
yeah,
it's
so great.
Or a hawk helmet, obviously. You know, it's he, but he's a real like tough, like kind of stern dude in the comics. You know, like he's
he is. Yeah,
he's not to be trifled with.
So serious.
He's very serious.
So serious.
He is. So yeah, that's a.
Those are all good choices. And really so good. And Philip wrapped up. He said he's got such range, in my opinion, that he could do any. And I agree. I mean, Tom Hardy wants to do any of those. Be my guest.
Go for it.
Tom Hardy wants to play Mara. I think go for it. He'd be great. He is just that good.
He could dedicate, like, he could go Christian Bale.
He wanted
slim
to be,
down
he wanted to be Vixen.
Fit in the costume.
He could do it.
He
okay?
could fit in that
he could
costume.
Do it.
He's not afraid to dream a bit
he's,
bigger.
Tom Hardy is like the male Meryl Streep. Whatever he wants to play, I'll let him.
Oh, my goodness.
If Meryl Streep wanted to play Mike Tyson, I'd go, hell yeah, do it. You'd be amazing.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's an image to end on.
So, Meryl Streep, if you're listening.
Yeah, hey.
I got your next
Tyson.
Oscar all wrapped up.
It's all ready to go.
Forget Jamie Foxx. I guess Jamie Foxx is playing Mike Tyson in something.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that.
Forget Jamie Foxx, Meryl Streep.
Is he
going to
sing
Make
the national anthem at his own boxing match?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's Jamie Foxx. He'll find a way to sing.
He did it at the Manny Pacquiao one, so that's why it was,
it was
kind of funny. Sports, you know.
Sports.
You know, stuff.
Sports stuff. all right, well, there you go. That will just about wrap it up for this episode of the Batman Universe. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And don't forget to check out all of the other fantastic shows as part of the Batman Universe Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So make sure you do check out those, whether you're into Gotham, Batgirl, Robin, the comics, et cetera, et cetera. There's so much to choose from.
If you're into Orm, I'm sure there's some Orm conversation in there.
Make sure that you also do visit thebatmanuniverse.net for all this great Batman news and photos of all the things that we discussed. Make sure you check out my other show, Holy Batcast, where we get to dive a little bit deeper into some of these different Batman topics. You can find that on iTunes, Stitcher, Podkicker, and wherever fine podcasts are sold for free. But that will wrap up our Bat News for the week. So on behalf of Jamie, I have been Andy DiGenova. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And until next time, this has been the Batman Universe.
The Batman Universe is not affiliated with Warner Brothers or DC Entertainment. The thoughts and opinions expressed by the participants are theirs and theirs alone and do not represent the companies or organizations that they happen to work for. But thanks for joining us for this episode, and we will see you around Gotham.
Get squirrely here.
It's late Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that's standing between me and the weekend is talking to you.
All right, well.
Which is a pleasure.
I would say really. I keep it minimal, but this is not going to happen.
If you're ever short-winded, I know that there's a big problem.
I'm near death. That's what's going
well,
on.
Well, Jamie's dying.